today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah. Salamu alaikum. Welcome. This is today's special on an auspicious day. Congratulations. Today we have a birthday. Congratulate to all Muslim brothers and sisters, especially Shia Muslim brothers and sisters, on the birthday anniversary of Shia's second Imam, Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, peace be upon him. Happy Eid!
يا من أتيت فزدت حبنا أسعدتنا وجمعت شملنا أنت هدية من الله لنا بعد انتظارنا لك طول السنة فيك السرور والهنا حمدا لك يا ربنا عيد سعيد Let's enjoy this happy day عيد مبارك Come on let's celebrate عيد سعيد Let's enjoy this happy day عيد مبارك Come on let's celebrate Celebrate Let's celebrate Allah Allah Thank you for this day
Today Thursday is the 15th of Ramadan 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri Calendar corresponding to the 17th of Farvardin 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri Calendar and the 16th of April 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Shia Muslim brothers and sisters, congratulations!
Every sound and every voice in every language ever heard Each drop of ink that has been used to write every single word They could never portray everything I feel in my heart and wanna say And it's hard to explain why I could never describe my love for you
Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, leader of youth in the heaven Imam Hassan, the leader of youth in the heaven, was born in the holy city of Medina on 15th of Ramadan in third year after Hijrah. He was one of the two persons in whom the progeny of the Prophet Muhammad was limited. He was one of the four persons through whom the Holy Prophet of Islam made the contest of prayer or mubahila with the Christians of Najran. He was one of the five persons whom the Holy Prophet of Islam covered with his cloak. He was one of the 12 imams whose obedience Allah made incumbent on people. He was among those who were purified from sins, as the Quran says. He was among those whose love Allah made reward for the divine mission of Islam. He was among those who the apostle of Allah made one of the two valuable things, thaghlain. Thus, whoever cleaves to them does not go astray. The Holy Prophet of Islam loved him and asked Allah to love those who love him. Congratulations, dear brothers and sisters, on the birthday anniversary of Shia's second Imam, Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, alayhi salam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we shall look at Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba's life and the moral characteristics of this noble and great entity. Among the key character qualities of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam are those of patience and forbearance. We said the whole month of Ramadan is the month of patience. And Imam Hasan al-Mujtaba is known as the Imam of Patience. And it's beautiful that he has been born in the midst of this holy month. So I think it's good to find this connection that the example of patience has been born in the month of patience. According to the history books, once someone asked Imam Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam the meaning of forbearance, the Imam responded with the following words: forbearance is the stifling of wrath and control over oneself in a way where a reaction is not shown. Another well-known tradition, it has been narrated that one day a man from Syria saw Imam Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam as he was walking in the streets of Medina. When he saw the Imam, he began to insult and slander him. The man continued to insult the Imam, but the Imam did not say anything to him. When the man has finished with his insults, the Imam faced him, greeted him with an Islamic greeting of the salam, and smiled at him. He then said to the man, "O respected man, I imagine that you are a stranger here. If you're hungry, we will feed you. And if you lack proper clothing, then we will clothe you. Whatever you need, I'll give to you." When the man from Syria heard these words, he began to cry, and his attitude changed completely. He said to Imam Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam, "I testify that you are the vicegerent of Allah on the earth. Allah knows best in what lineage to place the prophethood and the imamate." The man then became the Imam's guest until the time that he departed from Medina. And he ended up becoming one of the steadfast followers of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. This story shows us how the Imam transformed an individual who hated him into one of his steadfast followers through the power of his forbearance. Truly, this was one of the exemplary characteristics of Imam Hasan alayhi salam.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah, be with IRIB English Radio, today's special.
Every day from IRIB English Radio.
Meet Imam Hasan. "That is Hasan, son of Ali," they told me. My heart became filled with hatred. I envied Ali for having a son like that. I headed toward him and said, "Are you the son of Ali?" He responded, "I am his son," and then started to curse him and his father. These were the words of a traveler to the city of the Prophet, Medina, upon seeing the saintly, handsome, and well-dressed Imam Hasan. Propaganda and blatant lies in the traveler's country of origin had led him to view Imam Ali and his family in a terribly negative light. The traveler continued, "When I finished, he asked me, 'It seems you are a stranger here.' I replied, 'Yes.' Then he said, 'Come on over to our place. If you need a house, we will host you, or money, we will give it to you, or if you have another need, we will assist you.'" After hearing this, there was no one on the face of the earth more beloved to me than him. Every time I think back to what he did and what I did, I'm grateful to him and feel embraced about how I acted. The traveler's encounter with Imam Hasan gives us a snapshot on this Imam's forbearance. Dear brothers and sisters, this is today's special, and we'll learn more about the second Imam. Imam Hassan was the older son of Imam Ali and Lady Fatima Zahra, the younger son being Imam Hassan, while Imam Hassan was only a boy of about 7 years when Prophet Muhammad passed away. The Messenger of Allah had made a point to recognize Imam Hassan with distinction. Imam Hassan lived with his father for about 30 years after the Prophet's passing. During Imam Ali's political leadership, Imam Hassan supported the establishment of justice with sacrifice and relentless effort. Before Imam Ali was martyred, he said, "My son, the Messenger of Allah, had commanded me to have you carry out my will as successor and turn my books and weapon over to you, just as he had me carry out his will and as successor and turn his books and weapon over to me."
In the Battle of Siffin, there was a straight and narrow opening for the army of the commander of the faithful to be able to defeat the army of Muawiyah. They had to get through this narrow strait, but they couldn't because there were snipers stationed at that strait, trained archers whose job was to intercept anyone who dared draw near them. Amir al-Mu'mineen needed someone who was up to the task. So he called his son Muhammad ibn al-Hanafiyyah, the son of Ali ibn Abi Talib. "What do you expect he's going to do?" He said to him, "Go." At first, Muhammad ibn al-Hanafiyyah was a bit hesitant. And he should be. Imagine you're facing 5,000 snipers. One of them is enough to kill you, not 5,000. So the Imam gave him a pep talk. He said to him, "Tid fil ardi qadamak, a'irillaha jumjumatak." Plant your feet in the ground. Give your skull as a loan to God. In other words, be prepared to die. Don't go with the intention of saving yourself. Go with the intention of sacrificing yourself. Warmi bi basarika aqwa al-qawm. And look at the last person, not the first person. Look as far into the horizon as you can. Make that your target. Subhanallah, as far as military strategy goes, incredible, flawless. Muhammad ibn al-Hanafiyyah went in. He couldn't do it. As I said, 5,000 archers. He came back. He was ashamed. The Imam said to him, "Don't worry. It's okay. I've got someone else lined up." He sent Imam al-Hassan alayhi salam. Imam al-Hassan went. He did what he did, following in the footsteps of his father, Amir al-Mu'mineen. All 5,000 archers cleared the path. Then came back, telling the Imam that the path is now clear. Muhammad ibn al-Hanafiyyah felt ashamed. The Imam said to him, "Don't worry, it's okay. Because although you're my son, Hassan is the son of Rasulullah. Hassan is the son of Fatima. Yes, you have my genes, but you lack the genes of Rasulullah. So it's okay."
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special, and thank you very much for joining us. Again, I congratulate on the birthday anniversary of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, peace be upon him. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي